First question is, it just went wrong very early with that red card for you?
No, I know, but even before that, obviously the set piece for the goal, we've got to do a lot better with. They've obviously got a lot of height in their team, good deliveries and attacked it well, but you look at the two goals we lost, it's poor from our point of view. Mm-hmm. Even the second one, it's just second phase of the corner and we're not tight. And that was the difference today.
All right.
Obviously they had a bit of possession and obviously kept the ball at times and put some dangerous crosses in. But it's always going to happen when you're a man less for the majority of the game. But I thought the boys defended well, we created a couple of chances. And probably when you come up here and you're down to 10 men, you've got to be clinical and you've got to take your chances. So a wee bit disappointed we never got more goals with the chances we created. But we had to dig in at times as well because it put us under pressure.
You did stay in the game though, right?
No, that was the important thing. We had to stay in the game. Obviously, I've not seen the sending off. It'll be interesting to see it, but by all accounts, it's a sending off, and it just puts the whole team under pressure. So obviously, I'll need to see it again. But it sounds as though Higgy's let himself down, and obviously the fans and the team. So he'll know that more than anyone.
Yeah.
Just before County's second goal, Robbie Muir had a great chance from across. If that had gone in, it might have been different.
I know, it's virtually a couple of minutes before the score. It was a really good pass from Al. Face has put a great ball in, and Robbie's unlucky with the header. And that's the ones you've got to take when you're up against it. You've got to take the chances. But I couldn't fault the boys. They kept going right to the very end. Obviously, they scored a good goal. And they gave their everything to try and get a result.
At that stage, they were going forward. As if you could smell there was a chance.
No, I know. I don't think there was much between the teams again. Obviously, they had a lot of possession and we were a man less, but we frustrated them for the majority of the game. And it was maybe a 5 or 10 minute period. I thought first half they had a couple of chances right through the middle. But after that, I thought we handled it, we defended well. And we looked dangerous just with that the counter attack.
A defeat, but positives to take from it?
It was, aye, but it's still frustrating when you're down to 10 men and the goals we lost today are really cheap. So we can't afford to let teams, especially teams of the calibre of Ross County, score goals as cheaply. So we need to tighten up in that. But it's always good when you're creating chances and obviously you get a goal.
Only 6 men on the bench today, so a bit shortish.
We've had a few injuries. I think talking to Ross County boys before the game as well, they seem to have a few as well. We're just going through a phase just now. We're getting one back and another one's out. So It's no ideal, but that's not an excuse. I still think we've got enough players to come in and play.
Thanks, Alan. Cheers.